This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Officials of the Mescalero Apache tribe in New Mexico are asking tribal citizens to remain vigilant in taking COVID-19 precautions as more state restrictions begin to lift. Mescalero Apache President Gabe Aguilar, in a video message to residents on the reservation, says the tribe and its citizens have done well following tribal health and safety measures.
The tribe has learned how to react when we receive a new case. You know, when this first started, to hear people test positive 1, 2, or 3, we kind of got a little frantic. We kind of got a little excited. You're like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? We really didn't know how to take care of the individuals that are positive. But now, when we hear we got one case, we just know what we got to do. We know our job. We move forward. We isolate the individuals. And then we actually get them help with food, water, and we get them all checked in for contact tracing.
Aguilar says the tribe has not had many new cases in recent weeks, adding it's not time to let the guard down. In July, the tribe closed the reservation and some businesses after positive COVID-19 cases nearly doubled in a matter of days since testing began in March. The lockdown lasted 14 days and was lifted a few hours early after tribal officials deemed the response successful. As of Monday, officials say there are 4 active positive COVID-19 cases in quarantine, and there have been a total of 67 positive cases on the reservation. An Indigenous-led 12-hour virtual voter registration drive was held over the weekend. A coalition of 26 Native groups organized the Radicalize the Vote event, which included a number of speakers, dance and drum groups, individual artists, community leaders, and culture bearers from across the country. Elder and Native advocate Faith Spotted Eagle talked about using voting powers to enhance tribal communities and protect Native ways of life. Spotted Eagle talked about her run for office in South Dakota, which she did not win, but says was still impactful with the registration of 1,600 Native people.
We actually had an influence in the county vote. I could have won, but winning wasn't important. We won by representation, by showing up, having self-agency, and actually working together. Because on the night of the vote, the people were calling and they were saying, we have not seen that many Indian cars pulling up to the voting place. That made me feel like we did win. We did win after all. So we're making our story stronger. We have had so many have-nots, but now is the day that with this self-agency, we're moving to get away with the colonial concept is to erase and replace. So if you do not show up to vote, you have been erased and another vote is going to replace you.
The 12-hour lineup promoted getting out the Native vote in 2020 and also to increase political engagement of Native people for years to come. COVID-19 has added challenges for Native communities, including halting in-person outreach efforts. The Radicalize the Native Vote online campaign includes a portal where users can update their voter information and network with other Indigenous people this election year. The Rapid City Journal reports an impeachment hearing will take place on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota for Oglala Sioux Tribal President Julian Bear Runner over allegations he had inappropriate contact with a 17-year-old. Bear Runner did not comment to the newspaper. The hearing is set for September 14th. The council reportedly voted in August to suspend the president and hold an impeachment hearing. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.